This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let us find out what's going on in the world and talk about it. What does this mean to you? What do these various items of interest today mean to you? That's our job in part here on the DJV program, informing, entertaining. That's the good stuff on the radio that everybody is, we depend on you. I hear this all the time. We depend on you. I don't want you to depend on me. You need to find out your, I mean, you can depend on me for a good time, if you will. Yes, for a good time, call Doug. By the way, Jay, how's our phone line doing? How's that? We set up a new phone line for people to use. And I forget to give the number because I forget that we have this thing here to be used for people to comment as they might on social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So what do we need to? We probably should be promoting a lot more than we are.
Yeah, we should definitely remind the number, 502-617-4358. That's 502- 617-4-DJV.
4-D-J-V. Okay. Comments on what we're talking about here as we figure what's going on. Jay Kirshner is here, and Jennifer Horn is here. We're celebrating this week the ladies winning a Gracie Award in Los Angeles. All of us are here. Beverly, it's the Beverly Wiltshire Hotel, right, tonight? Is the I think the celebration, knowing the bunch of you, we're going to be celebrating most of the week here. I'll hold down the fort, though, folks. You can count on me because I'm actually not winning the award.
You're reliable.
Yeah, right. It's not, the award's not for me. It's for the three ladies who do the program. Gracie's are awards given to female broadcasters, and they certainly deserve it. We had nice comments. It just really kind of makes me feel good that everybody has come together on this. So let's, a couple of things here. The Bill Cosby thing continues to be interesting here, at least in Los Angeles and Santa Monica in the courthouse. Gloria Allred is doing her best to take care of somebody who, what does this go back, 30 years, Jennifer? How far back does this go, this alleged, well, I mean, alleged. I always love that when they use that terminology. We all know that he did it. He did it to you. Where are we in that whole business? With Gloria at the helm, you can be sure there'll be lots of fireworks and lots of attention paid to her because she's somebody that's hard to ignore. But the real issue is this woman supposedly was accosted, and she wants, in civil court, you can sue somebody. There's never a limit.
There's statute of limitations, yeah. But
yeah,
harder, it's got to be harder to prove also, but the bar isn't as high in civil court. I don't know. I mean, look, obviously, Bill Cosby has probably done some pretty horrific things. The stories have come out in multitudes about him. But should there be a limit on how far back people can go? I don't know. I guess that's fodder for conversation. At this point, I feel like the guy is, and this shouldn't be an excuse,
looks
unfortunately,
awful.
In my mind.
Oh, my God.
It is. You know what I mean? He's old, and I mean, what else? I guess maybe a financial settlement might make this person feel better, but I don't know. It's just hard all the way around because there is you're not going to make it any better. You're not going to take away what he did. And I don't know if this is going to do that, but maybe they'll get some financial restitution.
All right. So let's talk about Monkey Kong or whatever this monkey pox, this business of apparently there's only one case, but there are four or five other presumptive cases. Have you looked at the hands of the people? This is something that was
that
developed in Africa. And somehow has, you know, people travel around, so you can figure that this is going to sooner or later get here and get elsewhere. But if you look at the hands, those like big lumps that these victims have on their hands, and although I think the government and the Center for Disease Confusion said there's no need for any mass vaccination campaign and don't worry about it. But what do we need to know about monkeypox?
They're saying a lot of it is sexually transmitted or through, like, touch, big droplets, that kind of stuff.
It's fluid, body fluid.
So it's not airborne.
Right. No. It's droplets, no. basically. And so what they're looking at is that the cases here seem to, they're tracing them back to a rave. There seems to be like a lot of sexual activity that is spreading this. And it's not usual. It's also ugly, but it's not really life threatening. Nobody really wants it because it's gross.
No,
but,
it's gross.
There was also a rumor going around, maybe started on the show yesterday, Dougie, that this was about, you know, having sexual relations with monkeys, which was the whole premise behind AIDS. Remember when that first started?
Right.
That's not the case. The reason they call it monkeypox is because it was first discovered, I think, in a couple of monkeys way back when.
Well, it's like smallpox.
It's a version of smallpox.
Really a sexually transmission. It's smallpox.
And rodents tend to carry it around more than monkeys. So.
So the bottom line is it is passed through close contact with another person. You can hug somebody, touch somebody, shake their hands, for example. If you're kissing somebody, it can be transferred, apparently.
Sharing clothes is also a big one, which is kind of gross. Right. I've heard that, too. Yeah. But, you know, this is going to change 12 million times until we figure it out, because this is what we always do. We start out thinking we know what we know, and then things change. So this is just what we know today.
Speaking of changing clothes, one of the conversations that we've been having over the last couple of days, those of us who are on the program, this is not spilled over onto the air, but last night my daughter Megan, who was at dinner, and Victoria and you, and I think Jay, were all talking about the dresses that you wear to a big event like this. This is like the Golden Globes, this is like the Grammys, the men dress up in tuxes, and women dress up in dresses. So I was challenged because my son-in-law is wearing a tuxedo that he's rented. And, okay, that's fine, because we all rent tuxedos. And then the discussion became, what happens to the ladies who have these expensive dresses? Who's going to go out and buy an expensive dress? You go rent them. And somehow or other, that seems to turn me off. I find it...
Well, they clean everything in between. Rent the Runway, which is what your daughter's using, is... It's a great source. I've used it before. You just, you know, they send you dresses. You can, you bring them and you just use them.
And it's a designer gown for a lot more affordable.
So how much does it cost to rent a dress for an evening like this?
Depends on the, you can have a membership, I believe, to Rent the Runway, but you can also just rent individually, and based on the dress that you choose, that's how they determine how much you rent it for.
Right.
What's cool, though, is that the Nordstrom in the valley, like near where I work, the Nordstrom there, and I think they must be doing it at certain Nordstroms around the country, is that they have a Rent the Runway piece of the Nordstrom so that you can actually go and see the stuff in person, rent it, and return in person if you don't want to just, you know, if you might think you're in between sizes or you don't want to have to order multiple things, you can just go to the storefront, which is kind of a cool element to it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can just rewear your gown. If it's that pretty and you pay that much for it, just keep rocking it until it falls apart.
I'm telling you right now, I have now, because I haven't had, I mean, gosh, nobody's gone anywhere with the pandemic. But I went to Mar-a-Lago a couple weekends ago. Now we have this event. I've purchased two pretty, like, intense dresses for at least my wardrobe budget. For these two events, and I figure, you know what, I'm just going to keep these two. I've got like a midi, and now I've got an evening gown length one, and I'll just rewear the heck out of them. It's fine if I have other events that I go to, right? Invest in
there you go, or you keep the tag on, hide it, and then you return it when you're done.
Exactly.
So many people do.
No, you wouldn't do that though, Jay, right? That's not something you did.
No, this is going to be the third time I'm wearing my gown. I'm clearly a repeat offender.
All right, so the good news is this week, stock market going back, it's the bull and the bear. Bull market is when it's strong, bear market is when it becomes weak, right? That's when you hear those terminologies. The bull market has been going on since, 2017? Isn't that, Trump likes to take a lot of credit for the bull market, and it still is strong. The housing market is still strong. We've had about a week of the market being off, and now it shows signs of reinvigorating itself one way or the other. Who knows, looking around at the news, what it is that, this is what's so flaky about investing anywhere. You just have to put your money, I guess the bottom line is, you put your money into some investment and leave it there. There are a lot of day traders, a lot of people who are smart, that spend their time studying stocks and companies and stuff, that's cool. But if you're the average investor and you want to play the market, you're probably heading for doomsday when it comes to what your money's worth. Don't do it. I've done this the wrong way. When I had money to invest, I put it in stuff, and then I would be impatient, and I'd want it out. No, you can't. You got to let it sit there. So there's but the markets, the markets being stronger is a good sign. With all the other stuff that's crazy around us, that's a good stable sign. From an outfit, Wall Street's not exactly the most stable place in the world, for sure. I want to dig into this business about Huawei. This is something that has been in front of us off and on for a number of years. Huawei is the big Chinese tech company that has developed 5G, and it's all over the place. You hear the AT&T's. You remember when I first said months ago no to 5G, mostly because how it would affect planes and air transportation? But now you dig around into this, and you see that the Chinese government is up to their Mickey once again in trying to listen or cheat or steal or whatever it is that they do by listening in to the conversations that are had on these phones. So now Canada, in a statement this week, cites national security concerns, saying that they will ban the use of Huawei and other Chinese technology for its 5G network. They found that there are extrajudicial reasons, ways that the Chinese and what they do can conflict with Canadian laws. So telephone companies are going to be prevented from procuring any new 4G or 5G equipment from the companies that are related to the Chinese government and Huawei. And this is, I don't know why they're not doing it now. You got a year or two to take down these networks. But who else does 5G? Do you know who else is? I don't know enough about the technology to know who else is
developing. It's everywhere now, and I know a lot of people want to avoid it for whatever reason. But
well, they want to avoid it because the United States, Australia, the English, the New Zealanders have placed restrictions on the use of this Huawei equipment in their communications networks. We shouldn't have let them build it in the first place. That's where I think this was. You knew what the Chinese National Intelligence Law, which is used to make Chinese organizations and citizens listen in and requires them, if they have these companies, to produce the information that they are gleaning from just having people use their equipment. It's bad business. Stay away from all this Chinese equipment. That would be, and stay away from 5G. All right, 20, where are we? 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top Loss.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it costs you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, trending time from social media with things that you are obviously interested in. All the things we talk about here are from some trending list because that's what people want to talk about. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. All right, so here we have Jason Momoa on the top of people's minds. Did he date Amber Heard? Or what was it? She was in the movie.
No, what's the they're connection? In Aquaman together. She plays his love interest, and there's this whole big hoopla stuff about Aquaman 2, and it was supposed to be her big star-making moment, and so many people were trying to push her to become removed from the film, and Jason Momoa actually somewhat saved her role. I mean, rumors are that she's only in it for 10 minutes. But apparently he and the director kind of really fought for her to still be a part of the film.
So what's the latest in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? What's the rumor? Apparently he was testifying and now he's not going to testify again. So is this ever going to end?
It's supposed to end Friday, I think.
Okay. I was going to say, it has to end eventually. And who is it? I'm totally mind blanking now, but who, Amber Heard mentioned somebody while on the stand, and
Kate
now
Moss.
She's actually going to, yes, Kate Moss, now she has to testify.
Yep.
So what, Kate Moss is in this? How is she involved in this?
She used to date Johnny Depp. And so I guess Amber Heard brought up Kate Moss and said, well, she, after I thought of the Kate Moss story, because she said that Johnny pushed her sister down the stairs or something like that. And so Kate, she said, and I was scared because of the Kate Moss story where I guess Johnny pushed Kate Moss down the stairs, but Kate Moss has come out and said that that didn't happen. And so now Kate Moss is testifying. And I don't know why the change of heart. I guess Amber Heard's team was going to call Johnny again, but then they decided not to. So that's off the table. I didn't get much time to see what happened at the trial yesterday because we were all hanging out together, but they're expected to do their closing statements on Friday, so I guess it's going to wrap pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's been going on a long time.
But what's the outcome? At the end of the day, what's the outcome?
Well, the jury will decide.
Everyone loses.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has lost. They burned each other down, basically, to the stumps. Nobody looks good here, and I think that the outcome will be whether or not Johnny Depp has to pay Amber Heard $100 million or Amber Heard has to pay Johnny Depp $50 million.
So do they both have that kind of dough?
That's a good question. Apparently,
once upon a time, he easily did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, an interesting story floating around. I think we talked about this at dinner. Conan O'Brien is trying to set himself up as the next Howard Stern, and people are really interested in this. He got $150 million this week to sign on with SiriusXM because he's had a pretty successful, since he got off the late night show, he's been doing podcasts. And apparently the podcasts have done extraordinarily well. So Sirius comes along and says, okay, we think you can contribute to our lineup. So here's $150 million. Go to it. So what he's got to be doing something every day. I don't remember Conan O'Brien as being a radio sort of a guy. He's more visual, isn't he? His expressions, the way he, his hair, I mean, all of that stuff. Or is he well enough ingrained in our mind?
You can't see that on the radio.
No, but is it ingrained, that visualization ingrained enough in people's minds so that when they hear him, they, oh, yeah, I remember this guy, the redhead with his hair all over the place, the Harvard guy. He's funny sometimes. He didn't make it on The Tonight Show. You know, and we go back and forth. I just don't think he's enough of for me, I would not sign up for SiriusXM to get him. I'd sign up for SiriusXM to get us. Okay, well, I'm already signed up, so
tell
I guess
him.
I can get us. Yeah. All right, 28.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians have killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. And this is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
Georgia's gubernatorial primary today will feature President Trump-endorsed candidate David Perdue versus Vice President Mike Pence's candidate choice, Brian Kemp. This shows the split between Trump and Pence and indicates Mike Pence's own 2024 presidential run could be on the horizon. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former U.S. Senator David Perdue, the Republican from Georgia, will face incumbent Brian Kemp in Tuesday's Republican gubernatorial primary. Mr. Perdue on Newsmax said that the polling in the race has been misleading.
These polls are really misleading right now for one very big reason. Guys, over 500,000 people have voted in early voting in Georgia on the Republican side, and half of those, this is most noteworthy, half of those voters did not vote in 2018. So by definition, all of these polls are excluding these people who are early voting who did not vote in 2018, because when they qualify somebody for a poll, you have to be in have voted in the last three primaries. And so this has been a miss we've talked about all along. You know, Matt Towery is a very good pollster, one of the best pollsters in the country. He's got another poll out this week that shows it's only a couple of points away from 50%. My goal right now is to represent the people. They're tired of a governor who has lied to them about what happened in November of 2020 in the election, denied it happened, has covered it up, and the people are outraged about it. They're upset about crime, the woke mob in the schools. They're upset about their economy. I'm trying to get rid of the state income tax. Kemp agrees with Abrams and does not want to do that. So we're in a fight down here between people and career politicians, guys.
Newsmax is reporting that veteran news anchor and broadcaster Greta Van Susteren will join the network as a host of her own daily show starting Tuesday, June 14th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
At the hour now on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Congratulations to our friends who are listening to one of the longest standing radio stations that carried this program, KQEN, and now has an FM translator, an FM station, FM side to it, 93.9 FM, along with being on 1240 AM, where we've been for a long time. So nice to have that connection. Nice to be connected wherever we are. I always, every once in a while, I come up with news about stations and people that are on the stations. I like to pass it along because it makes everybody feel good to know that we're all sort of in this together. This is a very, this experiment, which I started 34 years ago doing a morning program on a network, and I was sure in the first 4, 5, 6 months nobody was listening. And then, you know, gradually build it up. Now hundreds and hundreds of stations carry this program every day, various times of the day. We do it in the morning, but it's on early in the morning in some stations, and it's on in what we call morning drive in other stations in mid-mornings, and sometimes on in the afternoon. A couple of places like in Guam, it's on at night. So it's cool to have all of you with us so that we can pass along to you what is in the news, the stories that are in the news, what it means, why it matters, that sort of thing. I think it's very interesting. I read a profile of an American soldier who retired from the military, our military, and now is working for a private company in Ukraine. Whether you know it or not,
There are no American soldiers there, obviously, but there are American soldiers there.
Yeah, these security forces, private.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. And there are quite a few of them, hundreds of them, as a matter of fact, 300 and some odd at last count. And they're, you know, taking part in this thing, whether you know it or you don't. I don't think it's been well reported, Jennifer. Jay, do you think this is the first time I've really seen a profile of somebody who's been there.
I think typically these are the people that people don't talk about.
Right, because, it shouldn't probably be.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't be talking about. So I'm not going to tell you who he is. I just know he's been there for 50 days. And he's bumped off some Russian troops, as have others that are there, some of the American soldiers that are training, quote-unquote, the Ukrainians. They're showing them how to use the tools of war. Some of them are conducting counterterrorism. The operatives that are over there, many of them have been in Iraq and been in Afghanistan, and now they're in Ukraine, which for this fellow, I'm reading this profile of this guy, he says it's about the same. The difference is, the fighting, he says the fighting in Ukraine is the most intense fighting of his life. And as I said, he's been in Afghanistan, did two tours there. He was in Iraq, did a couple of tours there, so he knows what's going on. But instead of his comrades in arms being Americans, they're Ukrainians. Apparently the language, a number of Ukrainians can speak broken English, or I guess we've got enough translators so that we can, you know, make the point of how to get how the guns work and how the armaments work. So they translate that, and then they go fight with them. They go out and show you, okay, so where are the Russians? Let's go get them. That seems, it's almost blood-curdling, isn't it, when you think about it? The closeness that some of these people have, some of these military veterans. But, you know, you hear about the people who have been in the service and exposed to all kinds of stuff in Afghanistan and in Iraq and other places, and what has happened to them. This is a way for some of these men and women to maintain a connection to something that they know how to do well. Serving with the uniform. And they don't wear a uniform per se. I guess they do have a uniform, but they're being paid, they're being paid by us, and they're being paid by, when I say us, they're being paid by the American company who's been hired by the Ukrainian government to pay them, and so apparently the people that are over there are using some of their money, interestingly enough, to buy equipment to help out the locals. So it just really, I don't know where they're getting. A lot of black market stuff, I'm guessing, going on over there, too, I guess, in that circumstance.
I think that's right.
Right. A lot of black markets, and who knows where it's coming from. God, could be coming not just from America, but who knows? The Chinese weapons are all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some Russian weapons that they've hijacked and they're using them against the Russians. It's kind of like a movie when you get right down. This, you know, when you think about it, isn't this? There are a lot of people driving around. It kind of reminds me of some of the movies that we saw about wars in the Middle East when they'd get in a Toyota pickup truck and they'd have a machine gun in the back of it and that they'd go up and down the road. That's what this kind of looks like to me.
And that was real. You know, that was taken off of what would happen in the Middle East. And that's why it was really odd, because when this first started, especially, and things have changed for sure, but one of the reasons that I kind of felt like, and it turned out to be true, that Putin was getting a lot of troops from Syria is, remember how they were brutalizing the people in Kyiv and how they were kind of running this war? And so it had this feeling like some of the stuff that we had seen happen in the Middle East, and turned out to be true that Russia was using a lot of Syrian troops to bring them into the country, to put them in there. And you could just tell they have a signature of what they look like. And I don't know, the way this thing has been kind of cobbled together, the role of China watching on Taiwan, it feels like a really awful movie plot that could, but it's real, and you realize what impact it could have on the world. You know, so many Americans just get concerned and, you know, where they're getting their next cup of Starbucks coffee, and we're concerned about gas prices, yes, but like, I've never felt so uncertain about our future, because there are so many things that are just hanging in the balance right now. Strange feeling.
He's fought alongside the Iraqis. He's fought alongside the Afghanistans. He said none of them compare to the Ukrainian soldiers' efforts.
Oh, I'm sure. Their heart is incredible. But they're also fighting for even more. They're fighting for a country they love and want to preserve. They're not being forced into doing something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's their home.
And apparently
it's
the people he's been... he's been, the people he's been fighting alongside of in these cities know all the buildings, know all the alleys, know everywhere. And the Russians don't know any, so they surprise the Russians all the time. And some of the Russians they're killing, some of them they're managing, the Russians give up, and they put their hands up, we surrender, and then they, you know, some of them have turned around, some of the Russians have turned around, and find out, depending on where they're from. Russia's a very interesting sectology, if you will. The fact that the eastern part of Ukraine is pretty much like Russia, and most of them there are Russians, most of the people that live in that
and
part
have
of
allegiance
Ukraine.
To Russia, which people
right.
don't realize.
Yeah, exactly. So there are other folks that live more inland to the west in Ukraine who may have Russian roots, but they don't like the Russians. It's kind of like what happens in any place where people don't like somebody else. The Northern Irish don't like the regular Irish, if that's the, maybe that's not a good comparison, but at any rate, this is a fascinating story. And a lot of people don't have the time, nor do they have the interest to read between the lines, but it's our job to kind of nose around and see what the good stories are. And I found this very interesting. He says the Russians, the good soldiers from Russia know exactly what they're doing. They're educated. They have social media. They have news. And that's why some of them are defecting. Because they know what's going on. They don't like killing women and children. And they know that it's murder. And they're not having anything to do with it. He says the barbarism, though, is like nothing he's ever seen with some of the Russians. And, you know, you can think about it, and there's certain horror that we don't want to wrap our heads around, but the Russians definitely are guilty of war crimes. And how they get prosecuted, you know, it just...
Well, there was the first one that was prosecuted this week that was guilty of a soldier who killed an unarmed Ukrainian person, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, then speaking of Russia, Starbucks says they're going to close all of its 130 stores right away, just pretty much like what the McDonald's folks did, right? They're just closing, they're leaving. Airbnb is closing not only its businesses in Russia, but in China as well. I thought that was pretty interesting. Did you see that? That they don't want to do business in China? Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
It's about time.
I don't think we need to go vacation over in China anyway.
Yeah, right? Who wants to go
or
over
Russia?
There?
Probably not a great idea.
Speaking of vacations, how many people are ready for the SpaceX trip? May not apparently been somewhat. There's a deflection here because of SpaceX and Elon Musk and his misconduct. He apparently paid a flight attendant $250,000 to keep quiet. He exposed himself, she says, propositioned her, she says. This is in today's Business Insider.
Yeah, it happened like 2 days after he said he'd vote Republican, and so he's like, I was waiting for this scandal to come out. He has said that he knows this woman. He denies ever showing any personal parts of himself to her. And he said that they made it go away because they just wanted to avoid litigation. So they just gave her the money and like many companies and just sent her on her way. But what he said, and I thought this was interesting, is he said he will hand over, I can't remember, like X amount of dollars if she can name one physical thing about his anatomy. Apparently he must have something. I don't know if it's like a tattoo, a scar. Some sort of uterus, I don't
remember
know.
The rumors about and what supposedly was his.
He said, if you can name the thing that the public doesn't know about me, that you would know if you saw me naked, then tell the world and you can have, you know, fights over. So I don't know if she's responded to that.
Got to be some epic tattoo.
I know. I don't know what the heck he's got going on down there, but apparently it's something.
Well, apparently he asked her, when I was thinking about flight attendant, I was thinking somebody who worked for American Airlines or something, but this is a SpaceX flight attendant that he asked to give him a massage. So is that what, if I'm on American going back to Boston, can I get a massage
awesome?
From?
Well, be like, I don't need any more coffee, but a little bit on my neck right here.
I'm in the part of the plane that has the beds that lie down. I can just turn over and... Yeah, right. Let me have a massage.
Just be like, I'll flip over if that's cool with you.
Right. Anyway, he was rubbing her leg. I don't know how much I want to go into this. Offered to buy her a horse.
Sorry. If it's true, he has no game. If it's not true, what a funny thing to make up.
Doesn't he have a girlfriend? Does he have a girlfriend? I know he doesn't live in a house anywhere, but
what does he have, Jay? It's like they're still together, right? Or are they apart now? The baby
I have no idea. There's some kind of life partnership with the singer Grimes. They have a couple children together, and she calls him her best friend. I'm pretty sure that they have homes that are right next door, possibly. And she said she's the one that said sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not.
So apparently, this woman, the flight attendant, went to the HR department, you know, like what you do here on this program, Jennifer. This
is the HR department. Better at SpaceX, but
Yeah, right, I would think. The company took her complaint. They went to a mediator. Then go to a court or an arbitrator. And they signed the attendant to a $250,000 severance agreement, barring her from saying anything. So if that's the case, then how did this become public? You know, Elon Musk isn't going to talk about it. So if she signed a non-disclosure, then how has this become public?
That's the thing. If you're wanting to take this, like, out, you can't sign the NDA and then, you know, and then try to hit him up again.
No. Well, you get the money. At best, she'll have to give the money back, and I'll bet she spent it all by now.
I'll probably buy a horse.
Right. A horse is a horse, of course. Yeah. All right, anyway, so Elon Musk we all like to think of people and how different they are from us. But, you know, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you're any different. This guy is the same as lots of other dirty old men or dirty mid-aged men, I guess. 48 after the hour on the DJV show.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service, like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this stress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 53 after the hour on DJB Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com to find out more about the various things in his expertise. He's a Nooka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. Two separate areas in terms of the Nooka chiropractic. You can check out what he knows and what he does at JackStockwell.com. In terms of the GAPS practitionership and... Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I said ship, yes.
Yes.
The things that... are going on in your clinic. You can find out all kinds of things, including the help that Jack can provide you with and Mary as well, in terms of whatever it is, whatever ails you. Jack's got a good twist on it, frankly. I just want to get your thoughts for a moment on what some of the states are doing. I wonder if they're doing it in Utah, expanding Medicare coverage. How much do people like you who have these kind of clinics, do you get any Medicaid help at all? Do people who come to you with Medicaid, do they, you know, there are a lot of low-income folks who could do well with having the help that you can provide, but can you provide it in a way that works for you?
Well, in my state, Medicaid does not cover alternative health care.
Does it?
No.
But then the only question, drugs. We beg the question, alternative, what is alternative health care? More people spend the last 4 or 5 years, people in America have spent more money on so-called alternative health than they've spent on so-called regular, what do we call, allopathic or something, whatever the term is.
Allopathic, yes.
Allopathic versus homeopathic. We spend more on homeopathic because people are realizing that the services that they're getting, hello, duh, actually work. I can tell you any number of times that I've seen you or others. I got this physical therapist now who's working on me, and I have stuff that I get every Tuesday. I spend a session with her, and my shoulders and my back and my hips and stuff. I haven't felt like this open for a long time. And yet the AMA has such an, I don't mean to get on a platform here, but the AMA has such a stranglehold on drugs, as you were saying, or this other stuff. It's almost like in the normal world, you wouldn't have a chance, but yet people, you do have a chance. You're busier than a one-armed paper hanger, right?
If I wanted to see more people, all I'd have to do is show up in the office more. Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's not just the AMA. The AMA only represents about 25 to 30% of practicing physicians. Mm-hmm. Most practicing physicians are not members by choice of the AMA because they don't like the politics of it. But it's Big Pharma that is really behind everything else. Yeah. Big Pharma now controls medical school curriculums. It controls textbooks. It controls laboratory studies. And it has most medical directors on statewide levels have been bought and sold a couple of dozen times now to affect the policies of the individual states. And so when I talk about alternative health care, it's anything outside of drugs. Mm-hmm. And as you said, last 4 or 5 years, actually, Doug, it's been about the last 30 years, more money has been spent outside of drug therapies than inside. And, you know, if drug therapy worked, people would do it. I've got several patients I see all the time, I mean, individually, not over and over and over again, that come in with their drugs when we start to take care of them. And I say, well, how long have you been on it? And they tell me, and I say, well, why are you taking this? Well, my doctor told me.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if you don't take it? Well, I don't know. I just take it all the time because my doctor told me to take it. And so I said, well, you know, there's a couple of these complaints that you're making on your written intake form here that are directly related to side effects of the medication you're taking. Mm-hmm. And they're almost always shocked to hear that.
Of course they are.
Speaking of shock, what do you make of monkeypox? People don't come to you for work on these sorts of things, I don't imagine. I shouldn't assume that because that's not fair. But, you know, in terms of everybody getting all worked up because the Center for Disease Confusion is now warning that if you get a monkeypox rash, you'll have a problem. But there are only about 5 people in the country that have it. So what's your take on it?
What's the next big scare? There weren't enough people vaccinated from the last one, and they want to sell all these vaccines. So, but that's it. It's just simply the next big scare. It just isn't that serious a problem. It's located in sub-Saharan Central Africa. A couple of people have showed up with this thing. Whatever they can do to scare people to death to sell more of these damn drugs. That's,
well,
you know.
It's also the news media scare. Oh, going to watch our program.
Well, they're paid to do it.
Tune in CNN. We'll have
that's right. They're paid by Big Pharma to do this, to put on these shows. They're actually trained how to do it.
Yeah. All right. Let's spend 30, 40 seconds on turmeric and how wonderful it is, even
well, it's
mental
a new,
health.
Yeah, it's a new trial that was published in the Nutrition Journal. And they had about 90 men and women ages 50 to 69. And so they were looking at body weight and body mass index and serum levels of C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is an indicator of inflammation in the body. And interestingly enough, when these people undertook this care, they lost weight, inflammation went down, and less brain disturbances were present.
Turmeric
so that's why
is a fabulous addition
I recommend
to your
turmeric
routine.
Forte, yes.
Yep.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.